The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Mass amnesty would be unfair. Mass deportation would be both impossible and contrary to our character.
The president has spoken, and the world reacts, not just in our own backyards. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Boy, that is the snapshot. That is the buzz. Amnesty Now. Lots of details on this. More foreign workers legalized, they're saying, than jobs created. How about that? So the president has definitely crossed a line. Some think it is long overdue. Some think it is the destruction of democracy. Where do you fall on this very, very important change in our history? Republicans are furious. Spitting nails is the expression I heard from the Hill today. The president unveiled the executive actions on immigration Thursday night. 5 million people will be affected, the illegal people, from deportation. And the focus will be on, in the words of the press, felons, not families. So it will mostly affect parents and young people, mostly. But these are the biggest changes that we have had to immigration laws in 3 decades. So the sparring is over and the fight is now on. It was a televised address to the nation where the prez defended the legality of what he was doing, his actions. He challenged the Republican lawmakers to focus their energy not on blocking his actions, but on approving stalled legislation to take its place. He said to the members of Congress who question my authority, and this was at the top, to make our immigration system work better or question the wisdom of me acting where Congress has failed, I have one answer. Pass a bill. Pass a bill. Obama said pretty heartily, several times, flexing for the first time in a long time, his presidential powers, if you will. And this is just weeks after the results from the midterm elections. We knew this was coming. We've talked about it a ton on the show. And you've talked about it, I'm sure, in your own neighborhoods. House Speaker John Boehner, who has refused to have anybody vote, his members anyway, vote on a broad immigration legislation passed by the Senate last year, said the president's decision to go it alone cemented his legacy of lawlessness and squandered what little credibility he had left. Now, the president did spend months trying to gain a House vote on the Senate bill, and people that are immigration advocates were furious that the president didn't do more. Now that's happened. You know, now that's happened with this action. And we've seen the scope of this, I think. So if you think about, you know, the number that we always hear is 11 million people. So that would be a big chunk of those people wouldn't be in limbo. But I think, personally, I know the number is higher than what they're saying. I've said this many times, knowing 3 Border Patrol agents. That number is higher than 11 million. But whatever it is, a big chunk are now in a different category. He said, the president said his actions did not amount to amnesty. Because he was tired of hearing the word amnesty. He said, amnesty is the immigration system we have today. Millions of people who live here without paying their taxes, duh, or playing by the rules. while politicians use the issue to scare people and whip up votes at election time. So he's head to head with the Republicans and is not worried about that. He is just going for it, going for the jugular. Applications for the new deportations deferrals start in the spring. The people who qualify would be granted deportation deferrals for 3 years. So there was actually watch parties going on in these United States. Were you at a watch party? There were immigration rights activists which gathered at watch parties to listen to the announced actions that they have been waiting for a long time. Somebody sent me a link to some excited farm workers saying that it's lots of pain and sacrifice and it's totally worth it for us. But then there are others who say, wow, this is not good. Unemployed Americans, I don't understand why unemployed Americans can't be hired to do the job these illegals are doing. And, you know, we've had this argument on the show as to whether or not the people would do those jobs or not. The bottom line is this. These actions, you know, this executive action now has happened. There's going to be a lot of blowback to this. And it is the biggest thing that we've seen in 3 decades. The entire time that I've had my talk radio career, which has just been over 20 years. So the 2 decades that I've been in talk radio, there was nothing happening. I mean, from the time I got out of college and I rode on my first Border Patrol ride in El Paso when I was on Channel 9, KTSM there, and was stunned at what I saw. And then 5 years later, saw the same thing. And then 15 years later, fast forward, saw similar things happening. And boy, this is interesting. It's going to be interesting to see what happens throughout these next 2 years. And I'll tell you, the Republicans are really in the driver's seat on this. This gives the Republicans an edge in 2016. Gives them an edge, for sure. And they're really disagreeing with his legal authority. And I understand that, and I understand challenging the constitutionality of it, but I don't think that the Supreme Court takes this up, because it would have to end up in all the way up the flagpole. So what is the response that would actually work or have an effect? I think they're going to try to block any of his appointments for sure. Forget about attorney general and whatnot. The idea of shutting down the government, boy, I don't think that's the way to go. You know, not funding the budget. I think there's other things that can happen instead of that. And this is what we knew was going to happen. So the handwriting has been on the wall for a very long time. And the president really warned about this, and you knew this was happening. We already went through all the points of the plan, so we knew this. We knew this was happening. But when you do a fact check on some of it, it can be a different thing. And we're going to do that a little bit later in the show. Coming up next, though, I'm going to have a conversation with Bill Straub about what has just happened and what the Republican response will most likely be, what we think we're going to see in 2016, and how does this affect us in the country? What does this do for all of us in the nooks and crannies in Iowa, in Florida, in Texas, in New Jersey, New York, Los Angeles, Nevada, the Dakotas, you get it, everywhere and anywhere, South Carolina? How are you all feeling about this? Stay with us. I'm punting it to the other side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment frequent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
If you do want me, give me a discount. If you don't want me, don't leave me on your money. If you need me, tell me that you love me. And when I'm feeling good and I want to, there's just one thing that you should do. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, to show me that you're mine.
Time, frankly, on America Tonight.
Too long.
Yeah, too long. I cannot stress that enough. Boy, on these airwaves, we have burned up the airwaves. In our virtual green room right now, you can hear him, Bill Straub. He is the former White House correspondent for Scripps Howard News Service, and he's a contributor to PJMedia.com. We're talking about the president and this executive action on immigration. And Bill, when as you heard the lead up to all of this, are you surprised about the timing or nah?
Oh, no. There was discussion, of course, that he was going to announce something before the election. Then Democrats, particularly in the Senate, prevailed on him to put it off, fearing that it would be a detriment to the campaign. You remember how well that worked out. Regardless, he's been talking about doing this for quite some time. So if he could put it on the books before the Republicans take over in January, it will just make it that much more difficult to erase it when that time comes. So this is probably as good a time for him to do it as any.
Yeah. What do you think this does to our country if, you know, basically you have this amnesty for 5 million folks or so that are here illegally?
I don't know that it does a whole lot, frankly. There's approximately 11.2 million people here undocumented. Excuse me a second. undocumented individuals here already, illegal aliens, however it is you want to call them. Mm-hmm. And all this, and they're staying here. They don't seem to be going anywhere. All this does is say about 5 million of you that you don't have to worry about being deported anytime soon. There's still, you know, which leaves another 6 million that might possibly face deportation. But regardless, the 5 million who are here are here. They're probably going to stay here. Because there's just too many to throw out at this time. So I don't know that it's going to have any great impact other than to relieve some folks that are already here.
What is this? What's the next move now? And this is the big thing for the Republicans.
Well, you know, I don't think they have it planned out yet. There are some, of course, there's two or three things that they discussed. They've discussed impeachment, which would be impossible to pull off. They could pass their own bill, which they have failed to do at this time. So I don't know that they're going to be able to get their act together to pass anything now. Well, I should take that back because the Senate, of course, has passed something. In fact, the Senate passed a bipartisan bill about 18 months ago, and it's the House that has failed to act on it. But the House could act in some manner, or they could try some form of retribution against the president, not making it, approving his appointments in the Senate, for instance. But frankly, they're not doing a whole lot of that right now. And then there's a lawsuit. From what I've been able to determine talking to various people, that there is great question on whether a lawsuit will proceed, because the Supreme Court just a couple of years ago ruled that the Congress can decide who is a citizen, but it's up to the White House to decide how that's administered. So it's still up in the air. I don't know that there is anything that they can do about it at this time other than talk about it.
Yeah. One thing that's also being talked about as kind of an offshoot sidebar to this is executive orders, executive actions, and, you know, is this wrong? You talk about the lawsuit scenario there. And when you look at that and you compare it with other presidents, et cetera, what do you think of the constitutionality of it? How do you feel about executive actions, having covered D.C. and watched things happen?
People complain about it a lot. Congress complains about it a lot, but there's not a whole lot they ever wind up doing about it. For instance, you might remember President Bush, the younger, I guess you could say, President George W. Bush. The Congress would pass laws, and then he would make signing statements, which basically said, I'm going to sign this law, but I'm not going to pay any attention to it. He did that several times, and of course the Democrats complained about it, but there wasn't a whole lot that they could do to enforce it. President Reagan, it's been recently noted, he and President George H.W. Bush signed or enforced executive orders on immigration that also expanded the illegal alien population, or that actually gave them the ability to stay in the country. And there wasn't much protest about it then, but they did act in that fashion. So it's not the best. President Obama has said that executive actions is not the executive orders is not the best way to run the government. But sometimes he apparently feels his hands are tied and he doesn't have any other choice. And he has said that if the House or Senate pass an immigration bill that he can sign, that he'll gladly rescind the executive orders.
Yeah, and the likelihood of that happening. See, this is the setup as we roll into the next Congress and both chambers Republican controlled. And people want to make comparisons to what happened with Bill Clinton and Newt Gingrich being the Speaker of the House and working together, and then other presidents have worked together. Nancy, presidents in Congress, Nancy Pelosi said that the other day that, hey, we worked with Bush, but it just feels like this is a massive wall and there's a moat between the White House and Congress with alligators in it, and I don't see much happening. What do you think if you handicap it for us?
I agree absolutely that the relationship between the president and the Congress, or President Clinton and the Congress, was not good. In fact, the fellow who we had to deal with in the Senate Majority Leader at the time, Bob Dole, was the guy who ran against him in his reelection campaign in 96. That said, and of course, it was he famously didn't get along with Newt Gingrich. But even then, they found ways to get along and get some things done. This time around, it's black ops, basically, that neither side is willing to give an inch, and the Congress has become particularly militant about some of the things the president has tried to do. And with this, I don't see anything getting passed or through that carries the president's imprimatur on it.
Yeah, I want to advance this one step further, going from what we started talking about, the immigration, the blockade that most likely you and I believe will happen the next 2 years. What does that do in 2016? Let's say, let's assume Hillary Clinton is the Democratic nominee for president. Do you think that this makes it tougher for her?
Oh, it definitely makes it tougher for her. It was going to be tough for her to begin with, because the way that the congressional districts are set up from the last reapportionment, redistricting, the Republicans are going to be able to control the House through at least 2022, you have to say. The next redistricting will come after the 2020 census. And then all according to who controls the state houses then will determine how those districts are drawn up. But there's if you look at the way the district's drawn up now, there's almost no way that Democrats could take over the House. Now the Senate they could, but you got to get it. You got to get legislation through both chambers, and there's no reason to think that it's going to be any easier getting things through the House 2, 4, 6 years from now than it's easier to get through now.
Yeah, and then you look at the Republican side. Who do you think is the front runner now at this point? Do you think that Rand Paul has a lot of juice lately?
Rand Paul has a lot of juice, and on it seems like the power side of the Republican Party is getting behind Jeb Bush. You hear his name a lot. There's still questions out there about Rand Paul's viability, but right now the two names you hear most about are Jeb Bush and Rand Paul, and then there's other people like Ted Cruz that are in the background and things like that.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's going to be very interesting. One of the more interesting elections, because it's just a wide open canvas, and then with all these issues, the next 2 years. So,
absolutely.
Bill, it's going to be fascinating to cover for sure. Bill Straub, thanks so much for coming on. Appreciate it. You can check his stuff out at pjmedia.com. Thanks, Bill.
Sure. Take care. Thank you.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys 3-square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving 3-square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get 2 or 3 cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys' fall chili special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and 3-square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We still have a lot of questions that are unanswered.
That's the governor from Florida, Rick Scott. Unanswered questions, and oh yeah, there are a lot of them in the wake of this Florida state shooting. I've talked about my family a lot here on the show, and they live in Florida, and many of them are, I have three people in my family that are FSU grads, which is neither here nor there, except for that we're heavy into Florida State and Tallahassee. And immediately when this happened, I was emailed and put on alert that this is what's going on. And the good news is, thank goodness, the cops acted so quickly. The officers from Florida State and the Tallahassee police, you know, hats off. You can't always get there as quickly as you would like, but they were there within 3 to 5 minutes of the first reports of gunfire. This library on the campus was jammed with students, 300 to 400, because they were studying for exams. They were getting ready for, you know, these upcoming weeks of exams that start in December. And the kids in the library thought pretty quickly. They shoved over bookcases and tried to set up barriers instantaneously as soon as they heard the gun go off. The gunman is Myron May. He graduated from FSU in 2005. And the question becomes exactly that. What was it that drove him to this? They found some ramblings, some writings of his that clearly he was troubled, but why there? What happened? You know, any other conclusions that could be drawn have not been yet at this point. The entire campus is pretty much empty right now, but everything's going to be opened back up on Friday. And I'll tell you, it had to be pretty frightening for all those people that happened to be there at that time. And the good news is, you know, you had one person who was grazed by a bullet. Now, you do have someone that's in the hospital, but nobody has died because of the shooting other than the guy with the gun himself, Myron May. But otherwise, nobody else was killed. You did have somebody who was shot in the leg. They're in good condition. There is one person in critical condition, and they're still in critical condition to the best that I know. They won't give me the best information I had just in calling the hospital and getting up-to-date info is that he's still listed in critical condition, and that's what we know at this point. But just how awful is this? And there were students that were notified right away, and the campus immediately jumped on this, which is terrific news. Because of what happened, I think, many years ago, when we're talking about what happened in Virginia, this started campuses being aware of tweeting things out to students and getting people to respond by not showing up on campus, by not opening that door to the library at the wrong time. And so bravo to all the people who acted the way they did, because in those panicky moments when you're shocked and that happens, and it goes to what I said just the other day, how churches and synagogues and places of prayer and schools, places that should be just sanctuaries, instead we're seeing this kind of stuff. Crazy. Let's go to Randy in Texas. Hi, Randy. How are you?
Very good, Kate. I love your show.
Well, thanks for the call.
I've been listening to alternative radio and TV for 10 years now, and I've been in McAllen now for 3. I'm from Austin, and I have to rely on, it's the only source I have of reality is the alternative radio. It's very important that I have access, and most of the shows are delayed down here. But every topic you've touched tonight, I've got something to say about. But one thing that you mentioned about that shooting, that you saw a movie the night before that was kind of coincidental to it.
Yes.
Okay. On the Gabrielle Giffords shooting, there was a movie the night before on HBO called Virtuosity, Russell Crowe.
Yeah.
In it. I'm an actor too, and I'm watching it. I had to turn it off because it was really disturbing. And I mean, I the next day, Gabrielle Giffords, the guy at the Safeway, shot the Safeway up.
Well,
and
I remember.
It felt a little bit like a trigger. You know, these guys, we're being, everybody operates on the assumption that human behavior is not possible to manipulate from remotely. And I see they probably have it down to a science that they can show these things and generate something either precisely where they want it or anywhere in the country. But I've noticed your choices of music and everything that I really believe that poetry, comedy, music, and film, if they let those things get out of hand, that they can break the trance that everybody's under. You know, I mean, this trance that they want to keep us under. And so that's why they're preoccupied with comics and actors and music. But I want to share this, and I don't want to take up too much of y'all's time, but it pertains to all that, and it's pretty much to alternative radio. It's a piece I wrote, and it's going to be published next year. It's good. We're going to need each other before it's all through. We're going to need each other before it's all through. It just is what it is for me and you. Now, I always did things all on my own, proud of accomplishments earned all alone. Now the tides and the seasons have certainly changed, and the new world's order has been rearranged. The strong are now weak, and the weak weaker still, and the cup runneth over much harder to fill. The emperor's walking around wearing no clothes. They're telling us, sorry, that's just how it goes. While they're beating our plowshares into their swords, our little girls get shot at in grocery stores. Now fighting each other can't be what we do, because we'll be needing each other before it's all through. I'm no longer living my life in the past, and you can't throw stones in a house made of glass. The emperor tells us the money's all gone, but don't worry, kids, we'll take out a loan. Please give us your best, and we'll send them to war. Don't worry yourselves about what it's all for. The emperor's leaving. He's taking his clothes. He says, sorry, my friends, that's just how it goes. The king says the problems are not what they seem. It's time to wake up from your American dream. Well, we're going to need each other before it's all through, because the forces against us are not me and you. The Wizard of Oz on the yellow brick road says, don't worry yourselves, just do what you're told. We'll print some more money, we'll buy some more food while we keep on telling you what you should do. I'm getting real tired, heard this all before. I'm starting to worry about what is in store. And reality is getting much harder to see. I thought I got that from the man on TV. But I can tell that the news isn't news anymore, when the only news left is the football team score. These words fell out on my paper today, and you asked me, so what are you trying to say? When you ask me, okay, then what should we do? We're going to need each other before it's all through.
Wow, that is fantastic. The Peanut Gallery likes it. Wow, that is, yeah, woohoo, well said. I love it. It spoke to me. And the way that you read it, the way that you felt it, I think came through in radio. And Randy, that's just terrific. And unfortunately, that's exactly how so many of us feel, that we're in this situation where, wow, we have got to stand up and be heard.
I have been able to videotape families crossing the Rio Grande while I was dove hunting last year down here on the river. And I was hunting with a bunch of doctors, and these people were coming from Mexico into what sounded like a war on the other side, on our side of the river. I will say they went home. The whole family of kids and little girls came up, mothers and daughters and children. They all went home with those doctors that day in their SUVs. Every one of those doctors' families had come across the same way.
Wow.
And there were helicopters buzzing us and Border Patrol running around asking us what was going on. And the next day I videotaped some guys getting an inner tube and crossing, and have it up on my YouTube site as Mexican refugees how to cross the Rio Grande in an inner tube. But I'm down here and I watch hundreds of thousands coming across, and you don't see one extra person on the street in McAllen. These people are taken immediately and sent everywhere. I've taken photos of the Homeland Security buses the first week they were doing it, and they took the decals off a couple of weeks later, and I've got photos of the buses with no decals, but with like chain link between the driver and the passengers, and bars on the windows, and heavily armed guards. And they wait till after dark to come get them at the McAllen bus station. Mm. And you do not, they get them so out of here so fast that it's amazing. But
no, you don't even see it.
Anyway.
Wow. Randy, thanks for all of that. And we'll have to go check that out and see some of those photos. I've seen photos similar to that, but I don't think as vast as what Randy had, for sure. And I've described what I've seen at the border, obviously. Stay with with us. Fruits and Nuts, Bingo Shredded, and your calls, too, 855-266-5283.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away six 16-ounce Supernatural Silver liquid valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their skin and body gel priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver giveaway at GCNLive.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNLive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
America tonight, after a little poetry, if you will. It's interesting. The one thing that we weigh here a lot is the balance of middle class versus the people who have money, and it's the haves and the have-nots. And boy, the space in between is really starting to be erased. And that's the truth of the matter. And I think that's part of the gist of what I got out of our friend with the great, I'm going to call it poetry because it was really, he said he was going to record it, but it was just terrific and so much truth in between some of those lines, for me, at least most of it. And unfortunately, it's all about, you got to stand up. I mean, the more your voice is heard, you know, the more you can possibly still affect change. All right, so we are going to have some fun on this show. And we do a thing called Fruits and Nuts, Shredded, and Bingo.
Bingo!
Bingo. So, Nathan Reeder, how are you?
I'm so good.
I love that. You have such a good attitude. I think that's why I like working with you. I think you're a glasses half full person. Am I right?
I try.
That's a try is good because you're never 100%. I'm the same way. I try. Try is a good answer.
Well, we're only human.
Yeah, we're only human. We're only human. I can't sing, but remember that song?
Yeah.
So check this out. There's a new doll in town. Instead of the Barbie dolls, Miss Perfect, they have an anti-Barbie doll. It's called the Lamidity doll. It's a short, broader brunette version of the idealistic blonde Mattel doll. This doll has moles, cellulite, scars, and pimples that you can apply on the body of the doll. So the toy maker says it's going to be backed by that whole crowdfunding thing. And a lot of people are interested in this, so they think it's going to really take off. Do you think that's a good idea? I mean, the doll isn't bad looking. I don't want to say that. But the doll is just sort of, the doll is not Barbie. And you can de-glam the doll anyway with the things that I just mentioned. So what do you think? Fruits and nuts? You have a daughter, fruits and nuts? Shredded or bingo?
I'm pretty sure it's pandering from the start, but, you know, if some people like it, go for it. Shred it.
I like how you say that, pandering, because what are they trying to do? Make money, be the anti of what's successful, than to say, hey, look at us. And then if they sell a zillion of them, then, you know, that's the deal, right?
Yeah. Try it out.
Try it out in the opposite direction. Although they're not that expensive. I want to say they're like $5.99 or something like that compared to, I don't know what a Barbie is, but I think it's much more.
Oh.
All right, how about, I know. All the things you can get with Barbie and blah, blah, blah.
All right.
All right, yeah, exactly. How about
Shred
this
it.
One? Shred it. How about this one? Flip phones are back. Hipsters are into flip phones. Here's that word, hipsters. So now that everybody's running around getting the iPhone 6 and the Androids and all that kind of stuff, all of a sudden, flip phones are making a comeback. More people, when you look around, are starting to carry a flip phone instead. So how about that? So like Anna Wintour, which who cares, but she's the Vogue magazine editor, so people watch her. She has a flip phone. I'm trying to think of other people. Colts quarterback Andrew Luck has a flip phone, blah, blah, blah. So how about that? I mean, you know, a flip phone instead of all this other kind of stuff where you can, you know, pretty much almost treat yourself when you have a cut with an iPhone. The flip phone, I think it's a good thing, personally, because, you know, it's ridiculous. Apple is like king. Let's get some other things in there.
Aside from, that would be nice to get some competition.
Cheaper.
And yes, inevitably cheaper because of it. I just like not having the touch screens because I feel like it's more reliable if you have those buttons and not the whole. But, you know, I'm just kind of a weirdo like that. So I don't know. Other than that, it's cool that they're coming back and it's fancy, but, let's give it all a chance. Give it all a go, man.
Give it all a go. I like it, too. I kind of agree with you. The touchtone screens, it's like everything is computerized. Our cars started to break down more when they were computerized. You know, the parts, the whole thing.
Well, you can't fix them yourself. That's more.
You can't fix them yourself
problem.
Where you could before. Yeah. You could have a car and save ton of money because you could. You're right. Even how we used our windows and everything, and now you're stuck. I mean, you're stuck with the computer. I have a deal on my car of like a Honda, and one of the buttons will come on, and I think, oh no, this car's not blowing up. It can't blow up. I've done everything I'm supposed to do to it, And when if I go to the guy that I know, he says, oh, no, I just have to turn that off for you. They just put that on there to kind of try to get you to come to the dealer. I'm like, you're kidding. And I why? To trick me into going to the dealer? He said, of course. Then you'll panic and think you have to spend hundreds of dollars because you don't want the car to break down.
I'm pretty sure you've probably experienced that with not just that one car you own right now.
Oh, yeah. Where the light comes on, and it's, that has nothing to do with anything. Yep. Yeah, it's crazy. All right, how about this? I just read this the other day. There was a national survey on drug use and health, and it shows that 9 out of 10 people who drink too much, by the way, are not addicts and can change their behavior with little or perhaps a lot of prompting. So most people who drink to get drunk aren't the alcoholics. So they're saying that this survey shows that more can be done to help heavy drinkers cut back.
That's a hard one. I mean, you're talking about the entire substance abuse system.
Well, so they're saying when you see the guy in the bar that's just ripped, you know, you're a musician, you've played in front of people who drink, but you know, someone's happy and they're just having a few drinks, but there's someone who's just ripped. They're saying usually the person that's ripped is not an alcoholic.
If they're still there at 10 p.m., it's the ones who are going home red-faced at 4 p.m., but, like, have a regular way of getting home because they're going home regularly at that time. Yes, I kind of agree with you. I happen to work at a bar on the weekends, and it's usually the ones that have needed this for like 2 weeks or 3 weeks, and now that's when they have a chance to do it.
Yep, absolutely.
But
all right, so we agree.
Yep.
Bingo. Yeah, bingo. Both of us bingo on that one. All right, how about this is our last one? I mean, it's ridiculous going to college now. Sometimes you have to weigh: is it worth it? Is it not? That's what people are starting to talk about. Nathan, and the University of California is going to raise their tuition. You know how much it's going to go up? They're going to raise tuition 7.6% over 5 years.
Jeez.
That's ridiculous, almost 30%. How can these kids afford to go there?
Go to Germany.
Exactly. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Californians go to Germany for college. You can come back and live in California after that.
I mean, really. And to even live in California is so expensive.
Yep.
So the tuition, out-of-state tuition, they would pay $35,000 already, right? They're paying it now. They're saying once all this money kicks in, if you wanted to go out-of-state to go there, it would be $45,000.
YouTube. No, there is a college
university
that is online.
Yeah, there's tons of them. DeVry.
No, the most recent was
Phoenix.
Supported. No, not Phoenix, not the private corporation. It's no money. It's for free. What is the free one?
Oh my gosh. Yes.
I'm going to find that out and make sure everybody.
I will.
In the next hour, okay?
Yeah, because that's definitely shred it for me. Shred it.
Yep.
Yeah, that's wrong. That's ridiculous. I mean, seriously, you can't pay it back. You're in debt up to your eyeballs. And then can you get a job that's going to be where you're going to make enough money where you can survive and pay that money back? I mean, come on. Give me a break. Yo, thanks for listening.
Body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your
youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.